Friends, let us now move on to the next chapter of our subject Innovation Management, and the name of the chapter is Look to the Future. Since last chapter number 6, we have been discussing the innovation process flow chart or process flow chart of the innovation management, innovation process. And we have completed the first part, and that is understanding, seeing the big picture, gathering information, clarifying the real problem, setting innovation goalposts. And now we are moving towards the next process step of the innovation process, looking to the future. The phenomena which appears in many organizations is, while a few people are looking up and planning for the future which is required, future health of the organization, many are looking down, cutting costs, managing the day-to-day business only. They come in the morning, go in the evening, and the whole day they are fully busy in managing their day-to-day business only. The short-term focus intensifies when people face what they perceive to be tough times. When there is recession, when there is less demand in the market, when the bottom line is not making many profits, tough times, competitors are taking away your business, these are considered as tough times. So maximum people are fully busy in somehow managing the day-to-day business, and only a few are looking up and planning for the future health. This is the phenomena which appears in many organizations nowadays. We have seen it. But one thing we must remember, and I have told this right from the beginning, now is the time when there are tough times. Now is the time to invest in building a stronger future, full of hope and exciting new ideas. And this is a continuous process. Looking to the future, because we have to survive there. We are not there only for surviving today. We have to survive in the future, looking to the future and identifying strategic new ideas is particularly essential for those countries and organizations like India or like our organizations that are not blessed with rich resources or low cost structures, or maybe where cost is really every day going up. We don't have rich resources, we don't have rich know-hows. Looking to the future and identifying strategic new ideas is very much essential. We should not ignore the signs on the radar screen that could indicate what future might hold. For example, we see many trends when we observe the things outside. We see many things. There are clear signs that the aging population will require more health care. People are becoming older. They need more and more health care. And this is increasing trend. I am watching the trend. The fresh water resources are running low. It may happen that after some years I may not get the fresh drinking water. Fresh water resources are running low. The water itself as a resource is getting polluted. maybe after some days, water will become a big problem. There are clear signs that the mobile phone, internet, e-commerce area is upon us. The whole world will be ruled by this small thing, mobile phone. Internet, e-commerce is increasing. Then there are clear trends that global economy will flourish. There are clear trends that there will be computer chips in everything. People will have computer chips in their body, maybe. Organizations will employ more and more technology in the pursuit of efficiency and strength in the marketplace. There are clear signs that there will be future diverse work styles in the future. More diverse work styles. These are the clear signs which I am seeing as trends. In order to master looking to the future, one must develop strong imaginative skills. Imagination, and that is the part two of our innovation process. Imagination is indeed an important component of strategic thinking. We are going by strategic thinking. Chapter 6, that is earlier chapter, was devoted to that. And now we are continuing with that, strategic thinking. Imagination. Imagination belongs to the part 2 of the 9-step innovation process. The first was understanding. The second is imagination. The three specific steps in this imaginal stage are seeking stimuli. What is stimuli? I have told earlier, that is inspiration from something. Stimulus, seeking stimuli, uncovering insights, identifying ideas. These are the three points in this part two of the innovation process. Imagination. Difficult words, but I will explain these words to you. So don't worry about it. Three specific steps in imagination stage. Seeking stimuli, uncovering insights, identifying ideas. Innovation can be systematically managed if one knows where and how to look. Relying on only one source of information is like going fishing in a large pond and sitting in only one spot all day, hoping the fish will come to you. For example, when I speak to students, I say, you have the right to get information from all the sources available to you. It is not only one teacher in the college or school. Look in the library. Look on the internet. Ask many people and get your knowledge. Sit not only on one spot of the pond, but go everywhere looking for the fish. Fish will not come to you automatically. You have to go in search of fish. What is needed is a bigger hook and movement all around the pond, all around the pond. Then only you will get fish. Don't sit only in one place and hope that fish will come to you. Consider the following resources for seeking stimuli to plan for future events. Analyze the current state of your business. What is today in your business? Who are the customers? What are the products? What is the sale of each product? How much is the turnover? How much is the profit margin? What is the current state of your business? Then analyze current customer needs using the focus group research method. Analyze current and future customer needs using the direct observation method. Analyze current and future customer needs using in-depth interviews with the customer. Anticipate future customer needs using the lead user research method. What is lead user? The man who is using your product, and for making the best use of the product, he has devised certain equipment. Speak to him one to one. Then you will come to know what are the future customer needs. The people who are using your product will tell you that, look, your product should be different than what it is today. Research existing solutions within your category. Research existing solutions outside your category. Research and benchmark excellence. Go out, find out what the successful people are doing, what the people who have achieved greater heights are doing, what are their processes, what are their products. Benchmark them. Watch the emerging technology. Watch the new technology. Do all this. Watch the trend. Trend watching and analysis. Trend watching can help you anticipate how the landscape will change and how you can prepare for these changes. Trend watching can help you anticipate what customers might want in the future that we must know. For example, health consciousness. There is an increased interest in the impact food has on health. What impact our food has on our health? Earlier, when we are so many years back, that awareness was not there. Today, we tell our children not to eat junk food. Today, we tell our children to eat green vegetables. We have better awareness about proteins, then various vitamins. Earlier, it was not there. Consumers want to know what is in this. They desire more information on toxins in their food, air, water, and homes. Patients are asking for new drugs, alternative natural cures, because they are fed up of all those antibiotics and all that. Now they are becoming more and more aware. They are asking for new drugs, alternative natural cures, artificial organs. There is also growing anti-aging therapy movement. People don't like looking as old. Anti-aging therapy movement. There is increasing health consciousness. Earlier, the people who were 60 plus were not wanting to work. Today, they want to work up to the age of 75 or more. They want to look young. They want to look energetic. For that, they want to become more conscious of their health. They want to go for jogging. They want to go in the gym. they want to look better. There is better health consciousness. This is the trend going on. Now, I must understand this trend and create my strategy of the business accordingly. Higher unemployment. There is a trend. Unemployment is increasing due to technology and dependence on the global market. Machines are replacing the need for employees. In some job positions, many machines have replaced the employees. Situation is becoming more and more dangerous. Immigration. There is more global movement leading to wider mix of ethnicity, increasing diversity in most regions. This is a trend going on. Then, powerful aging boomer population. Boomers will demand more products and services for the specialized use. The aging population will splinter into several groups ranging from young seniors. Earlier we were having only one group called senior citizens, but now it is not only senior citizens, it is young senior citizens, age 50 to 65, then mid senior citizens, age 65 to 75, and older senior citizens 75 to 99 or 100. Instead of being addressed to one cohesive seniors group, some people don't like them to be called as senior citizens. The people who are year 60 to 65 feel that they are still young. They want to work like energetic young people. This is the trend going on. Then rebellion. There is a loss of respect for traditional authority figures. Yes, it is happening. There is a movement towards less formality, less protocol, less respect for the rules. There is more evidence of personal expressions of aggression, road rage, we see it daily, parking lot rage. If I am not able to bring out my car, I get very, very angry. Air rage, you know that. There is growing militant anti-globalization movement. Employees are also rebelling against traditional bureaucratic systems, demanding more participation in decision making at all levels of the organization. Trends. I must watch the trends. Safety is one more thing. Fear leads to greater demand for security-gated communities, car alarms, martial arts instruction. People want more safety. People want more safety in their homes, offices, schools, malls, aeroplanes. Then there is crisis of purpose. People are busy but not happy. People are wealthy but not happy. People are retired but not yet contented. They feel empty. They feel lonely. They lack fulfillment. There is a desire for more fulfillment. There is especially acute for those people struggling with early retirement, aged 55, and ways to be productive and fulfilled for the next 25 years of their life. They don't like to get retired in the age of 55, but there is no way. So they are unhappy and they want to work for another 25 years. And that is the trend going on. Yes, we must understand these trends. Looking to the future, then you will know what is to be done. Collaboration. There are more alliances and networks where teams are competing. Teams from competing organizations collaborate for mutual benefit. The move towards collaboration is shifting the traditional organizational structure. Speed. Everything must be built for speed. Everyone is impatient. They want to overtake your vehicle. They don't want to bother about traffic rules. They want to speed up their motorcycles and go fast to impress somebody. They demand real-time responses. Speed is not just a competitive advantage, it is a price of entry. Technology. Computer technology is everywhere. There is growing interest in the nanotechnology, the science of the small. Inventors look to put future computer chips in everything. Cheap bandwidth leads to greater access and more instant information. Long distance calls via internet, FaceTime, Skype becoming more prevalent. The mobile internet era is evolving, m-commerce is evolving, distance learning, remote surgery are evolving. Internet, intranet, extranet, they are ruling. Trend. When you see a trend, ask yourself the following 5 questions. What is causing this trend? How will this trend affect my team and my organization? What problems will this trend cause? What opportunities does this trend offer? How can we turn this trend into a practical application which is profitable for us? Next, uncovering insight. What is insight? Insight is deep knowledge about something. Inside feeling about something. Insight. Translating new information which we have got from the trend or by doing the analysis. Translating this new information into insight. Insight means my inner voice is telling me something. That look, this must be done to make my future business also profitable. The science part includes the ability to analyze market conditions, consumer needs and internal circumstances, and then through experience and judgment convert this information into insight. Uncovering insight is both art and science. The science part includes the ability to analyze market condition, consumer needs, trends, internal circumstances, and then through experience and judgment convert that all information into insight. I must do this. This is the insight. The art part includes the ability to be more aware of the opportunities in the marketplace. Opportunity. The trend is going on. There is a better health consciousness. How can I convert this into the opportunity for my business? Through imagination, mold this information into further insight. Get the stimuli and then get the insight. I have to do this. This is the opportunity for me and this is the art. Art is to understand that there is an opportunity for me and I must do this. The ability to see new opportunities, emerging customer needs, new products, new services, new segments and markets, as well as the ability to see before others do, others, our competitors. Ability to see before others do where superior value can be offered is critical to building an organization's innovation advantage. Very critical. Organize your information. and then hold innovation groups. We have discussed innovation groups earlier. Organize your information and then hold innovation groups meetings to turn your stimuli into insights. This is the information. These are the diverse stimuli. Convert them into insights. You will want to combine insights in four key areas. Information, that means stimuli, convert them into insights in four areas. Customer needs, emerging customer needs, emerging technology, marketplace, and organization's needs. In these four areas, combine your insights. Insight means your inner voice tells you something because of the information which you have gathered. Identify the ideas. We have seen how to gather the ideas in the first part of our subject, looking at turning these insights into ideas that can bring value to the organization. First insights, first stimuli, then insights, then ideas. Ideas means yes, no, we will do this. Yes, this is a profitable idea. In order to select the strategic ideas, an organization must first choose a vision or future destination upon which to focus innovation efforts. By discussing and agreeing upon the answers to simple questions such as, what do we want to do in future? Who do we want to become? What do we want to be famous for? And that is, the answer to this question is the vision. We must have a vision. Vision means future destination, where we want to be. Ideas for future expansion. Expand the current portfolio of products and services. Look to the future by reminding current customers by advertising your products and services. Tell them that, look, our product is better. Our product has so many advantages. Advertise again and again. Like we see, since the time immemorial, we see the advertisement of that Lux soap. I remember when I was in college, I was seeing those advertisements with all the actresses. And even now the same thing is going on. They have not stopped considering that everybody in the world knows now that Lux soap, so we need not advertise. No, they are still advertising the same thing. Remind current customers by advertising your products and services again and again, again and again. Be in their eyesight. For years together, continuously, tell them, we are there, we are existing. Please buy our products. Then, selling more to your current customers. If the customer is buying only one bottle in a month, tell them that you have to buy two bottles. If customer is brushing teeth only in the morning, tell them that they have to brush their teeth evening also. Sell more. Tell them a particular oil they have to use more frequently. Particular cream they have to use more frequently every day. Like that, sell more to your current customers by offering promotions, volume discounts. Tell them, if you buy 5 kilos, I will give you a discount. If you buy instead of one toothpaste, if you buy two, I will give you some discount. selling more often to your current customers. More often. Finding other uses for your product or service. Tell them this product can be used for this as well as some other use also. We discussed this earlier. A rubber band can have many uses. Find out what other uses they have so that people will buy more. Finding a new distribution channel such as eBay so they may sell more. If you are to remain in the business, expand the current portfolio of products and services by so many things. Sell more. Continuously remind the customers that we are there. Our product is better. Our product gives a better skin. Tell them. Convince them. And that is the first thing what you should do. Next, expand the current portfolio of products and services by creating a new occasion. Then decrease the price, offering various price points, add a service, bundling with other products, combo. Say that when you come to Pizza Hut, along with pizza, we also give you thumbs up or Coke or Fanta. Tell them that a combo of three products will cost only 99 rupees. Create a new occasion means they say, okay, buy this product on the event of Diwali or Eid. It is better if you buy the product during Diwali. Create a new occasion. On the day of Ganesh Utsav, tell them that is this particular product you should buy. Then you can decrease the price. You say earlier the price was 67 rupees, now it is 61. Tell them that they are getting advantage of 6 rupees. Offer various price points, various prices for the same product. Add an additional service. Then expand to offer new products and services by developing the line extensions. Introducing new levels of service, expanding by offering new services, developing new products within the same category and developing new products in the new category. Expand to offer new products and services. Expand to target new customers by finding new customers for your current products or services. Finding new customers via a new distribution channel as Avon or eBay and Tupperware, they have done it successfully. Vending machines represent a viable distribution channel to target new customers. For example, vending machines in Japan sell candy, soda, computer software, pantyhose, whiskey, audio CDs, batteries, magazines, rice, video cassettes, to name a few. Finding new customers in new geographic zones. Expand your distribution globally. This is for the future of your business. Redefine the target market. Attract new customer groups such as teens or families. What are they doing on the Cartoon Network? They are advertising the products for teens. They are advertising the products for children. Once the children know the product, they will tell their parents to buy it. That is the idea. Attract new customer groups. Speak to teens. Speak to families. Or do as Tilly, the Canadian hat manufacturer, did what? When it supplied hats for soldiers who were serving in the United States Army's Desert Storm mission. Find new target market. Redefine the target market. reposition the product from a niche product to a mainstream product. A niche product may be only a specific area, make it a mainstream product to attract a larger customer base. Fish where the fish are. If the product will be more popular in Maharashtra, sell it in Maharashtra. You may be producing it in Kerala, but Kerala people may not be interested in that, but Maharashtrian people may be interested in that. Go to Maharashtra and sell it. Fish where the fish are. For example, yoga exercises classes have moved into the mainstream, as have products such as sushi and tofu. Cross-selling your products to new customers who are already your customers. Your customers are there. Sell them different products. Financial institutions are learning to sell their loan services to those customers who are holding saving accounts at the same branch. Expand beyond your current business by selling your knowledge to others. Second City, well known for SCTV and comedy shows, has expanded to offer their knowledge through improvisation training courses targeted to business people who want to improve their presentation and communication skills. Expand beyond your current business by identifying new business concepts. Nokia began operations in 1865, you know, as a wood pulp mill. Over time, it changed its focus to chemicals, rubber, and most recently, telecommunications. Telecommunications is the only recent thing. Creating new categories and industries. Go where no one has gone before. Do this. Look to the future. See the trends. Gather the information, diverse stimuli, convert the stimuli into your insights, convert your insights into ideas, look to the future, expand your business, and that is how you should move on. Thank you.